the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Good morning. So it's Dan Latto and we're live. It's just after 9 o'clock. So, well, actually it's just after 8 o'clock UK time. So a little bit late, this morning, because I wanted to do it at, dead on 8 o'clock, but I had a few things to do just before we went live. And, one of those things was obviously getting my cup of coffee because I've not had my cup of Joe this morning. But anyway, hope you're well. How are you doing? An interesting weekend. Let's just go and have a look at Coinbase and see where, that took us this, weekend, because Bitcoin, as you're probably aware, seem to go through the roof for a change. It's odd that it does that, but it does seem to do that quite on a regular basis, doesn't it? So I'm just going to check, make sure that I'm actually live as well. And if I'm looking down here, it's because that's where my laptop is, by the way. My camera's obviously up there. But let's just have a look. And yes, I am live. There I am. Okay, so to put Coinbase. So Bitcoin is at, it's just under $19,000. I don't know what that is in UK pounds. I changed my Coinbase over to dollars. And the reason we talk dollars and not pounds is that, generally the dollar is the baseline for currency exchange and that sort of thing. So we're talking dollars rather than pounds. It could be anything. It could be shekels. It could be anything, but we just happen to talk in, dollars. Give it 10 years, we'll be talking in the price of Bitcoin versus, you know, everything else, possibly. Like, who knows? Nobody really knows, do they? But anyway, Bitcoin went up another grand, which is, what, 5%, something like that, on $20,000? It went up 5%. That's not bad for a weekend, I guess. We had some trades on over weekend, so we took some pips as well, which was nice. But obviously, in order to invest in Bitcoin, and I don't like to use that word invest, because I don't think it is investing. In order to buy some Bitcoin, you don't have to be doing forex trading or anything like that. You can just buy some Bitcoin, and you can go to a local exchange and just buy some Bitcoin. And when I say local exchange, the exchange is probably halfway around the world, because it's not local at all, is it? Because the exchange, the currency exchange, and this is sort of a bit that people don't understand. You know, how do I buy Bitcoin? And it's like, well, you go to a currency exchange. We're like, well, where does that go? You know, where's a currency exchange? And where does my money go? And where does the Bitcoin come from? Like, where's it come from? And that's what people really struggle with. And then they go, you know, Bitcoin's not backed up by anything. It's not backed by gold. Well, the US dollar came off the gold standard in 1972, when it was no longer attached to gold. And I think we had loads of inflation there anyway. So the dollar's not attached to any gold. In fact, any major currency, fiat currency, is not attached to gold anymore. It's just not. It's just just the way it goes. But then people go, well, you know, where's my Bitcoin? You know, where's my cash? Where's my actual Bitcoin cash? And it's like, well, there isn't any actual Bitcoin cash. It's all on computer. Having said that, only about 8% of the world's fiat is actually cash, cold hard cash. I'm looking for some cash on my desk, and actually the only cash I've got on my desk is a Bitcoin coin. So that's all I've got as cash. That's not actually a real coin. It's like £2 on eBay, but I wanted to buy one because it looks like it's real coin, doesn't it? It looks like it's real, and basically it's just cold. It's not gold. It's cold plated. There you go. I don't know if you can see that glinting. Yeah, Bitcoin's not backed by any cash. It's not backed by any gold, but then neither is cash. Quite frankly. So US dollar's not backed by anything either. US dollar's backed by sentiment. Just like Bitcoin's backed by sentiment. Except there's a few differences. And I want to talk about the tulip, what's it called? Crash. And I just put in the, description, a link to, just make sure it's in there. Yeah, here's what really happened in the tulip bubble, and it's not what you thought, and it literally isn't what you thought. But there's a couple of extra reasons, and I'm not going to go and read that for you, because the link is there and you can just read it anyway, right? But there's a couple of other reasons why, the Bitcoin thing that we're in right now is not a tulip bubble. Now, obviously, this is my own personal opinion. We've seemed to have called it all right so far. We knew when to get into Bitcoin. We knew when to get into property 20 years ago, and we've done all right for all of that. That's why we live in here in Spain. That's why it's sunny outside and not, you know, and not dark grey. But there's a couple of reasons why Bitcoin is not the tulip bubble. So first of all, tulips. There's two distinct things about tulips, really. One is that if you get a tulip bulb, I don't know a lot about tulips, but one would imagine you plant the bulb, it grows a tulip. At some point, there'll be some seeds coming out of that tulip, and that creates, or maybe cuttings, I don't know. And then you plant them, and it creates more bulbs. I don't know how that works. Somebody who works in biology can maybe help me on that. Not an expert on tulips, by any stretch. But once you've got one tulip, you can have more tulips, right? That's pretty much how it works. We know this because my mum used to go get cuttings of bluebells and then plant them. So you'd have bluebells in the garden. That's how that stuff works, right? It's biology. So if I go and cut a Bitcoin in half and I go plant this in the ground, then that's not going to grow too, is it? I wish it did. And I've not got one of those chests. You know those magic money chests that the UK government has for buying off people that it needs to buy off to get into power? You can't just take one of those and stick it in a magic chest and you open the chest and it's full. I saw that Ben and Holly episode as well, by the way. Those with parents will know exactly what I'm talking about on repeat. The magic money chest where they put the coin in and then they open it up and there's more coins. That's not how this stuff works. But it is actually how tulips work. I'm guessing. And it is how a lot of plant life works, right? So that's the first issue with it, is that you can't take a Bitcoin and grow it. I mean, actually, you kind of can using the system that we use through USI, but generally you can't just plant it and grow it, okay? So that's the first thing. The second thing here about the tulip bubble is that tulips and the bulbs of tulips have a finite, what's it called? It only lasts for a certain period of time. I can't think of a word. It's too early. It's just 8:15. So it's got, what's the word? It begins with F. Financial, fatal, finite. Thank you, whoever said that. So it's got a finite amount of time. Nobody said that, by the way, because it's not two-way. But tulip bulbs, we've got a finite amount of time as to how long they're going to live. So, like, my Bitcoin that I bought, like, you know, in 10 years' time, is Bitcoin still going to exist? And I have to say the answer is yes. And I have to say the answer is probably at £1 million each, because nobody knows what's going to go on. I think we're right at the start of this endeavour, of this adventure with Bitcoin, okay? And the whole cryptocurrency thing is like one of those points in time where it changes everything. Like the printing press changed everything, didn't it? And the internet, you know, that was the next iteration. That changed everything. Even things like fax machines, being able to fax things for people. And you know, the fax machine was invented just a few years after the telephone, believe it or not. So going back 100 years, when telephone was invented, 100 and whatever it was, fax machines, it was an analog fax machine, and it was like an A-frame with a big thing that knew when to draw and when not to draw. Obviously, in the 80s and 90s, we had digital fax machines, but this was an analog fax machine. But that, it just changed everything, you know? And then the way that cameras on mobile phones came in, and that just changed everything as well. You know, we no longer have, you know, the best camera in the world, by the way, is the one that you've got with you. And I hear it so many times. Oh, if I only had a camera. But the best camera is the one that you've got with you. But again, this type of device is total game changer. Elon sending man on up to Mars, man and woman up to Mars, total game changer. That is going to change. The amount of technology that has to be invented for that to happen is phenomenal. Look at the electric cars thing. The electric cars really came out of Elon's mission to Mars, because that technology is a stepping stone to Mars. So we're at this point where we have these, you know, these singularities. I don't like using that word because it's a bit quantum physics-y, and the technology group sort of took that word. But anyway, it's a singularity, and we change. And one of the reasons why Bitcoin's going up so much is that fiat's decreasing. Everybody's printing money. All the governments printing money, quantitative easing. So it's not necessarily even Bitcoin that's increased dramatically. It's the fact that relative to Bitcoin, our currencies are diving. And our currencies are diving because we're printing so much money, because the governments are in debt and they don't know how to handle it. This, by the way, is why none of the governments like positive media about Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's going to come and pinprick their little fiat
currency bubble. And that's exactly what we don't want. So bulbs, you see, they're not going to last very long. In 10 years, Bitcoin probably is, and we're right at the start of it, and we've got a huge amount of growth. And I was saying to someone, you know, when we get to the stage where you can go to Asda or Tesco, or you just log into your computer, onto your PC banking, and you go, you know, your checking account, your savings account, your mortgage account, your Bitcoin account. Oh, I'll move a grand over to my Bitcoin account. Ping, and it's done. When we get to that stage, that's when it's mainstream, and we're far from mainstream right now. We're just dealing with some people who are buying Bitcoin. One guy's getting really, really frustrated because it's not instant. And it's like, dude, it's like living in the 1993 with a 14400 baud modem. It's not instant. It takes time. The infrastructure isn't even in place properly yet. And because it's not in place properly, everything's really slow and everything's really frustrating. And that means that most people won't carry it through, because that's what most people do, 99% of people. They just give up, right? That's just why there's the 99%, because most people just give up. So on this basis then, there's two reasons why I don't think we're in a tulip bubble, and it's because there is inherent value. There's three reasons, actually. The third one is that there's inherent value in Bitcoin. There's only 4 million left to be mined. That's going to take another 100 years to mine them, okay? And every time one's mined, it means there's even less available to be mined, okay? It's about 4 million left, so I believe. There's about 4 or 5 million that have just disappeared. Nobody knows where they are because they're in lost wallets. And people are going, how is that a move forward if it's in a lost wallet and there's no way of getting it back? It's not even necessarily a move forward in terms of that methodology, the way that works. But it's a change. It's a fundamental change to the way in which we're going to be using money. It's going to be completely different. Look at taxis and Uber. So my little one, she's 3, and by the time we get to her being, 18, so 15 more years, she's not going to need a driving license. I mean, it's just not going to happen. She will have a device on her arm, maybe imprinted into her arm, and she'll just order a taxi, get an Uber, whatever, and the taxi will turn up, and she'll jump in it. It won't have a driver, and it already knows where she's going. She doesn't have to make small talk to the taxi driver, because taxi drivers know everything, don't they? But not this one, because there'll be no one to talk to. And she'll just jump in it, and she'll get to wherever she goes, and it'll cost one of a Bitcoin, or Ripple, or Monero, or Ethereum, or Litecoin, or whatever the equivalent is in 15 years. That's how it's going to work. Money's changing, our lifestyles are changing, and it's like this idea that you're either going to move forward with this lifestyle and you're going to embrace it, or you're going to get left behind like everybody else got left behind. How many people do you know that said, Facebook, I'm not going on Facebook, what a waste of time. And what now? We're all on blooming Facebook. And Facebook's adapted as well. I've literally built a very small business doing just Facebook in the last, what are we up to? The 18th. So I started on the 20th of November, so that's 28 days. So in the last 28 days, we pulled out $2,000. Literally, that's what we made. We made £2,000. Now, I can tell you what that is in Bitcoin, but you wouldn't understand it. So, like 0.1318 or something of a Bitcoin. That's how much we made. It's about £2,000. So, and by the way, if Bitcoin doubles, we actually made $4,000. Try and get your head around that one then, if you can. So, this stuff's definitely possible. But, like, using Facebook, we literally just did this. And that's the cat trying to get in, by the way. We literally did this, just sat at my desk doing little videos. And we've not done a lot of videos. We've done a couple of podcasts, but we just spoke to people about Bitcoin. And using Facebook Messenger, we've done live phone calls with them on an individual basis. And it's just amazing. I can have 3 or 4 conversations all at once, like my own little call center. And, you know, we're in this transition now in the way that we work. And when people in the past, you know, like let's take someone, for example, who can't get to work. Let me just get rid of the cat. Hang on a second. Honestly, what you have to do for the cat, go away, go on. Honestly, you don't get this when you're working in an office, do you? Maybe we need an office, and we'll get an office monkey, so the monkey can just, like, interrupt us. So the way in which we're going to do business in the future is completely different. And the way that we did business in the past, and I'm saying past is like, let's say 5 years ago, how different is that now? Look at LinkedIn. Have you noticed on LinkedIn the way in which the posts have completely changed? They're all Bitcoin. they're all clickbait. All of them, they're all completely clickbait. It's just crazy. But the way in which we do business is changing. The way that we get taxes is changing. The way that we're going to be paying for stuff is completely changing. And we need to adapt with it as well. So look, if you've got any questions about that, just stick them in the box below. We'll probably stick this out as a podcast as well. We've not done a podcast for a bit, so we can stick one of this out as well. If you're listening on the podcast, by the way, then awesome. Great to have you on board. I really appreciate it. And for everybody watching as well. And if you've got any questions, then just drop me a message. Come to the Facebook group. Come and find me on Facebook. Add me as a friend. We more than happy to speak. If you want to get on the phone, on Facebook Messenger, then book it in. Don't just phone me because I won't answer. We've had a couple of people doing that. It's like, I'm not going to do that. but we can book it in and we can have a chat. And if you've got any questions, then just let me know. And in the meantime, have a look at Bitcoin. If you've not started yet, you need to get started, don't you? All right. My name's Dan Latter and we'll speak to you on the next video.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.